Good morning. Yesterday we saw that there's an obligation, even a mitzvah midoraisa, chiyuv deraisa, to stand up when a Sefer Torah is in transit, which means that while it's in the Aron Kodesh, even if the Aron Kodesh has been opened, the Me'ikar Adin, there's no obligation to stand up, although Ashkenazim are machmir to stand up. But the real obligation was this, when the Sefer Torah has been taken out, when somebody is walking with it, absolutely there's an obligation, even from the distance, when somebody sees that, to stand up. And our question today, we have actually a number of shorter questions today, is number one, how about standing up for a Sefer Torah that is pasul, it is not kosher, that's typically signified by the gartel, the belt on the outside of the me'il, of the outer garment of the Sefer Torah. So there's a gartel around it. We see that it's not a kosher Sefer Torah. Somebody took it out, they're bringing it elsewhere, walks right by me, do I have to stand up? So me'ikar adin, the halacha, the requirement of standing up for a Sefer Torah is when it is a kosher Sefer Torah, but if it's a pasul Sefer Torah, me'ikar adin, there is no obligation to stand up. That is brought down in the Orach HaShulchan, and the Rambam also, the Rambam says in Hilchas Sefer Torah, kasher nohagim bo kedusha yisera v'kava gadol, when you have a kosher Sefer Torah, that is when we have the obligation to sew it, a lot of kavod. In other words, based on that Rambam, if it's not kosher, we don't have that obligation. So Me'ikar Adin, we have to stand up for a kosher Sefer Torah, not an apostle Sefer Torah. Nonetheless, there are some poskim who have written that we should be machmir and stand up anyway. So that is vis-a-vis a Sefer Torah. How about something short of a Sefer Torah? For example, if there's a cloth that has a navi on it. So in a number of shuls, they, instead of reading the Haftarah out of a Tanakh, they read from a cloth, a real cloth, and it's been written just like a Sefer Torah on a cloth in the proper ink, etc. So is there an obligation to stand up for a navi in a cloth? Or if somebody has a Megillah, Megillas Esther, do you have to stand up? Or a Chumash? Now, when we're talking about Chumashim, this, based on the Gemara, is not our printed Chumashim that we have, but it's talking about a Sefer Torah that was written, something that was on a scroll written like a Sefer Torah, but instead of it's being Chamisha Chumshei Torah, all five books, it is one of them. It's a Chumash, so if you have five of them, if you have Reishis, Mos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, then you put them all together, you sew them together, you'd have a Sefer Torah, but right now you only have one Sefer, one of the five Svarim. Do you have to stand up for that as well? So the answer is, for none of those do you have to stand up. You don't have to stand up when you have a Navi on a cloth, or a Megillah, Megillah Sester, a different Megillah, or a Chumash, in other words, the scroll of a Chumash. None of those, Me'ikar Adin, is there an obligation to stand up for them? The Me'iri explains, Shedavka Mipnei Sefer Torah Tzarech Lamod, it's only as a result of or because of a Sefer Torah that obligates us to stand up. Why? Because it has Kedusha Yisera. That is where we have the excessive, significant Kedusha. But other Svarim, we're talking about Svarim on a scroll, even though they're on a scroll, a Megillah and the like, there is no obligation to stand for them. So that is the Me'ikar Adin. There's not an obligation to stand for a Navi on a scroll, or a Megillah, or a Chumash on a scroll. Nonetheless, there are some who are Machmir, nonetheless, to stand for them as well. And our last halacha of the day is we have talked about Hagba. Well, we didn't talk about Hagba. We talk about if the Sefer Torah is in a different Rishus. So, for example, if you think about in Tzfas, you go visit the Shul of the Yarizal or the Beis Yosef. In order to get up to the Bima, where they would lay, you have to walk up a number of steps, and there's a platform, and there's a Mechitza around that platform. So that is considered a separate territory. So when you have a separate territory, the Sefer Torah, for example, is effectively in a different room. There is no obligation to stand up for it. It's a different room. It's like an Aron Kodesh. It's a different entity into itself. No obligation to stand up for it. So even if somebody, Me'ikar Adin, does Hagba, but it's in a different Rishus, it's on top of the Bima, and the Bima is surrounded by Mechitzas, there would be no obligation to stand up for the Hagba. The Hagba, the Sefer Torah, that was the Me'ikar Adin. Nonetheless, the minhag is that the entire Tzibur stands up at the time of Hagba, even when the Sefer Torah is being held in a different Rishus, because of the Kavod HaTorah, to show special kavod to that Torah. Even though Me'ikar Adin, we wouldn't have to stand up, we do stand up. That is Kavod HaTorah. Have a wonderful day.